Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
So, you know what, Kerry Miller?
Yeah.
The burning question this morning is, how do you feel about your ex? Do you want them to succeed or do you want them to fail? Saucy Janine on a Monday morning has shown a little bit of a clearer mind, a little bit more maturity than I expected on the socials, right? She says, I constantly stalked my ex on social media just to see what he was up to until one day he posted about opening his own company and then I realized how insignificant I was in his life.
I don't understand
that.
That
was the end of that.
I don't understand that either.
When you stalk, you project that this person is important to you and that they somehow feel, when you're a stalker, you feel that they're thinking about you. Because you're projecting.
No, but he does. Remember, he came on here and told us about the ex, and then he wanted to compile the list of the breakup songs.
So
Darren is one of those.
Don't let it go.
No. But I've learned to. Okay. And when you find out that your ex, that you are a persona non grata, you are not on their radar, you like go, oh, okay, well, I'm wasting a lot of my energy here on nothing. That was pretty cool. So we got some voice notes. When you think about your ex, maybe if you're looking at them on the socials, do you want looking for them to succeed or fail?
Hi, this is Hazel Govinda, and I just want to hear that my ex is dead. That he's dead.
I'm laughing. It's not funny, but Hazel, there was no middle ground.
Hey? There was no gray area there. Hey,
what did he do to you, Hazel?
No, we need to go.
Jeez.
Hi, East Coast. This is Kiresh. I just hope that mother father has the worst life ever for what she has done to me.
Okay.
Is that his name? Mother what?
Mother father.
Mother father.
Oh, mother father.
I guess like it's how the person treated me. If they were good to me, then like okay, sure, like succeed and whatever. But like, if they were terrible to me and if it didn't work out and it was like a terrible breakup, then like, yeah, I want to see you fail.
That's the thing though. Like, I wanted to ask you that, Kerry Miller, your breakup with Team Todd, was it a bad one?
Sky, we were there. The same WhatsApp group.
What would you call your cleaner telling you that there was another human in your bed that wasn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And not the nicest. Also, you know, that I could pay off everyone in this room's credit card if you gave me the money back.
Okay. So, money. When you make money the object of your life, you're always losing.
No, but that's the thing is, if you want to bring him up, I don't want to talk about him. Move on.
I hear you. But remember what you said about it's like drinking poison?
Yeah, but I never brought him up. You did.
Yeah. But okay. Well, you know what? Let's hear from Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Karen.
So, when you think about your ex, do you want them to win or fail?
I would like him to fail. And actually, if he was on fire, I will be drinking the water.
Kim, how long ago did you guys break up?
It's been 7 years, but he was my ex. I was married to that mother father.
Yeah.
And he proved to be a decorum disaster, hopeless dad. He abandoned my son. So, I don't want to see him dead, but I'd like to see him absolutely fail.
So you want to see him suffer?
Wow.
Why is that? Do you want him to feel the suffering you felt?
Yes, exactly. Because,
And once he's suffered... Once he's suffered a little bit, then you're okay. Then you can like, okay, cool. You've suffered. Now we can carry on with life.
Yes, totally moved on, totally carried on, but I just like to see him just...
Kim, I'm going to stop you for 1 second. Yep. I know we've got someone else on the line here, but if you say I've totally moved on, but as soon as you put a but there, I'm afraid the first part of the sentence is not real anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But good luck. Hopefully it's less than another 7 years.
And good luck to the guy you're dating now as well.
Yeah, she's like, she's saying, if you're dating a Kim, keep it clean, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kanye Ekani.
Good morning, Nazreen.
Hi, good morning.
So, what's your take on this, eh?
Firstly, Kerry Miller, she gives off this impression that she really doesn't care, but I think deep down she does.
Yes.
And the thing that don't care is like putting a band-aid over the wound and saying it's going to heal.
She thinks
to herself, do you care?
Well, I mean, I don't want anything horrific to happen to him. I also just don't want to be reminded of him.
Why? Because you still care about him. Are you still in love with him? Because if you didn't...
I think, Nazreen, nail on the head there, Nazreen. You're right. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. If you didn't, you wouldn't bother.
Yeah, Sky and I were too scared to say it, and you've just said it.
You just nail on the head, Nazreen.
Yeah, so that's it. To share in the success and the goodness that's going around. And that's just say you love the guy.
Exactly. I just want to go and have a screaming match and have some ish thrown at me. That's what I want to do.
No, she's like so upset about it that every night she just, you know, she just binges on Greek.
Darren Moore, Carrie Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.